I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Derek Jeter is the owner of the Miami Marlins. The owner of our team here, look, is he is now a made guy among the Houston fan base.
Right.
Almost regardless of what happens with the core nucleus going forward, because a World Series championship has occurred on his watch.
Like Les.
Yeah.
Not quite as early in his tenure as owner, but Les winning those two championships gave him decades of benefit of the doubt.
And I think Jim Crane is going to be – I think he is a good owner. I think he's going to be a good owner. I think he's going to be my guess is probably a rational owner when it comes to spending. I don't think it's going to be the blank check that we see in these gigantic markets.
Yeah, we haven't really seen him tested on that front entirely yet.
The closest thing is the Verlander deal. You know, the willingness to add $20 million in salary per year the next couple of years that you were not – maybe they were planning for it. I don't know. But it was, you know, it was unforeseen, put it that way.
Yeah, but did they have a choice? I mean, there was so much public pressure. There was so much just, a disappointment in the locker room from even the manager down to the players. Yeah. Just that they, I felt like you almost forced him into doing a big move.
Yeah.
Like that because of the social pressure was going on.
But the other thing I think Crane has going for him is that while he was the owner, it was on his watch. They lost those 100 games. That 3-4 year nightmare was on his watch. Nobody faults him for that nightmare over 3 or 4 years. He was set up to do that because of the previous ownership's actions.
Yeah.
And I think there's a sense of from day one when he hired Jeff Luhnow, the rebuild began, and look what it culminated in this past season. So he's got serious benefit of the doubt.
He does. You didn't like his not spending money out of the shoot,
I didn't.
Though.
I didn't. Yeah. Because I looked at what the Dodgers did, and they were a very similar situation following the Frank McCourt debacle.
Yeah.
And they rebuild by spending money and developing at the same time.
Yeah. So Jim Crane now, we all group hug Jim Crane. I'm guessing it's a lot different in Miami with the dozens and dozens of Marlin fans down in Miami.
They have two world championships in South Florida.
But
this feels like in the span of 20 years, the third time they've completely ripped the entire operation, stripped it down to nothing and started over again. At least the first two times it happened after winning championships. Right now,
this happened after they duped the city into building a ballpark for them.
Well, that's a big part of the narrative.
Sure, we're going to spend all kinds of money, and they spend, and then they build the ballpark. It's just kidding.
But are they well supported? Like, does anybody show up for those games?
No, their attendance is not that
good.
It's
terrible.
No.
Right? But a lot of people are critical of Derek Jeter and what he's done up to this point. But don't you kind of got to see it through? Like, I mean, he has a plan, and he's only been owner for a couple weeks.
To be fair, yes.
I mean, everybody's hammering this guy for the decisions he's making so far.
The early impressions are not good, and Jeff Passan with Yahoo in particular has shredded Derek Jeter. Before you get to the Giancarlo Stanton stuff, Sean, the little side piece he wrote about the Marlins scout, just from an optics bad look standpoint.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter apparently phoned Marty Scott, who joined the Marlins as a vice president in 2011, in recent years had worked as a scout, and said he was told over the phone his contract would not be renewed. This was October 16th, while Scott was on a bed in the Cleveland Clinic in Weston, Florida. Now, listen to this, guys. Where doctors 3 days earlier had removed a cancerous tumor and polyps from his colon, doctors initially found the cancer in late August because Scott was undergoing a battery of tests in preparation for a kidney transplant he needed because of diabetes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this guy gets a phone call in the hospital right after Jeter takes over and says, you're fired.
Yeah. I think my...
Oops.
That's rough.
And then there's more in that story.
And it's funny, but we don't know much about... All we know is... I mean, we don't know a whole lot about Derek Jeter, other than he likes to leave care packages for the girls.
Well, not as an executive, we know nothing about
him. That's what I'm saying. So this is all... We're all kind of learning about what he's about right now.
And I think... And I have a takeaway with respect to that, but I want to put the whole story out there. The other part of the passing story is with the Giancarlo Stanton deal, is they had deals lined up with the Cardinals and the Giants, ready to go, ready to trade Stanton there. Stanton actually talked to both of the teams and decided, you know what, these aren't the opportunities for me. I don't want to go to either of these places. And they were apparently pretty good deals,
For the Marlins.
For the Marlins. Yeah. relatively speaking, look, you're never going to get full value back on a superstar that's holding
you. He had
the
hammer and he wielded it.
Yeah, and so Stanton says, I don't want to go to either of those places, as he can do contractually.
Right.
And apparently Jeter said to him, well, then you know what? We're just going to keep you around to lose all these baseball games here. He tried to play a game of guts poker with him.
A horrible bluff.
And Stanton's like, okay, bro, whatever. And next thing you know, he says, here, Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, Astros,
right.
Trade me to one of these.
Essentially his response to that bluff. Okay, here's the teams. But if it's not on this list, I'm not going anywhere. Let's see where this gets us.
Right.
Because he could play two more years and then opt out of Miami.
Right. So we know what happens. He gets traded to the Yankees. My biggest takeaway with this thing is this, is that I think sometimes these players think that they were really successful as players. They were great players, made a lot of money, probably were around a lot of business deals when they were players if they had good financial advisors. But just because you were around a lot of these deals and you have a lot of money doesn't mean you step right in and become a good executive right away, the same way that Jim Crane probably couldn't go hit 340. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard being a baseball player. Very few people can do it. It's also hard being a good owner of a business and being a good CEO. And I think that's what Jeter's finding. Just because you're a Hall of Fame baseball player doesn't mean you step right in and you make all these good decisions and you know how to handle people. And you know how to handle public relations. He's finding out he's been a colossal failure on all those fronts so far.
Yeah, so far. But I think it's still too
early. I'm not saying he can't learn.
Yeah, I think it's still way too early to think he can't figure this out.
But if someone were hitting 143 as a player, you'd say, boy, this guy looks lost right now.
Yeah.
But we'll give him a chance because we feel he's got some of the natural ability and he'll improve over time. That's what I'm willing to do with Jeter. He's a disaster right now. He's a 143 hitter as an owner right now. But I don't think he's a dumb guy. I think he's a smart guy. And if he's smart, he'll surround himself with good people who help him make those decisions.
There's been former players, great players, that have gone in the front office and done well. I mean, Elway, he doesn't look – he's not looking good now. I mean, maybe that what happened in 2015 was kind of one of those fly-by-night deals. But I mean, he's had success, and he was, he played.
Even Elway had to cut his teeth in the Arena League for a little while and learn of the grid. Like, Jeter player like a year ago.
You're right.
Elway built a championship defense in pretty short order.
And Elway owned businesses outside that were good and bad.
Right.
Some he failed at, some he didn't.
Yeah, MJ. We've seen what Michael Jordan's done. Not well at all.
And I think the biggest complaint in South Florida right now is the core that Derek Jeter is breaking up is actually a very talented core.
Yeah.
They feel like if they can shore up their roster on the pitching side, they're not that far away, but instead they're just abandoning it. And for those who don't know, Giancarlo Stanton's gone, D. Gordon's gone, and just today, their all-star left fielder, Marcelo Ozuna, was traded to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, apparently they're keeping Yelich around, though. Poor Yelich. They're like, we're going to build around him. Like, he's like, God damn it.
Incredible.
Do you really have to build around me? All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.